Well, this is one of the biggest honours of my career because even during lockdown, I get the opportunity to speak to four Surrey men who are currently in a biosecure environment at the Aegeus Bowl, getting ready for the first test against the West Indies on Wednesday. Delighted to say Mr. Rory Burns, Mr. Ben Folkes, Mr. Ollie Pope and Mr. Sam Gurran are joining us, which is very, very good of them. I think they've had their supper all apart from Sam. I'm going to start with Mr. Rory Burns. Rory Burns, A, it's very good to see you. And B, first question has to be, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm very well, Churchy. How are you? The battles against the wall have been interesting.
Yeah, well, thanks ever so much. Yeah, they've kept me going. A bit of garden cricket. I think I've slowly been going insane while you've been preparing for a test match. But yeah, how's everything at the Aegeus Bowl? How is your biosecure environment?
It's quite normal now. But yeah, when we first sort of came down to it and we're walking through thermal scanners and, you know, you're masked up wherever you go and those sort of things, it just takes a little bit of getting used to. But obviously, we've been here now for well, I don't even know. It feels like quite a long while, but a couple of weeks or so. And yeah, it's pretty much normal these days.
Just give us an idea of sort of how the day pans out with training, with breakfast, because I know you have to sit on your own and then off to training. Have you got a team room? Are you able to mix and see everybody?
Yeah, there's a little bit of mixing, but obviously, you know, the best social distance way that you can, you know, masked indoors is an essential. And yeah, the first time I saw the eating setup, it was quite a strange thing because everyone's just sort of sat like back to each other's and your own table and your own tray. It's almost like naughty boys at boarding school, I imagine. Not that I went, but it's very similar to that. So yeah, we're doing our best to social distance as well as we can. And yeah, it's just been interesting, really.
Ollie Pope, how has the biosecure environment been for you? How have your 2 weeks so far been in the Aegeus Bowl?
Yeah, good, Churchy. Like Burnsy said, it's become a bit of a normal now. We played a lot of golf as well. We're lucky enough to have the golf course sort of as part of the hotel. Bit of Xbox and a lot of cricket and. Yeah, it's good. It's good, mate. Can't complain. It's good to be back with the lads doing what we want to be doing.
Yeah, and how was it actually getting out there again for that sort of inter-squad 3-day game?
Yeah, it was good. We took a lot from it. I think everyone took a lot from it. Obviously, unfortunately, Sam missed out there with the illness, but it was a very worthwhile thing to do. And I guess as about it, it was just sort of switching that mindset from going, I'm going to have a 10-minute hit to actually, like you do in the nets, you're going to be in the net for 10 minutes and you're going to be moving on no matter what. It's just going back to having the consequences, knowing if you sort of make a mistake in a game, then you're out. And it was good to sort of get back to practicing that.
Sam, how are you, number one? Because obviously we all heard that you weren't well. So how are you is the first question.
I'm good, thanks, mate. Your videos were making me feel a lot better whilst lying in bed with a bit of a bug. But all good. Glad to be back training and stuff now. So, yeah, can't complain.
Yeah, and I've asked the other boys. Obviously, last time I spoke to you, you were preparing for coming into the biosecure environment. How's it been for you at the Aegeus Bowl?
Yeah, same as the lads have already said. It's very different. But obviously, we've been here for 2 weeks now. So, it's, I guess, quite normal for us, but the guys are cracking on, and yeah, it's exciting. There's a bit of cricket that's going to be played this week, so it's going to be really exciting to see a test series start.
And Mr. Folkes, where are you? I can't see you at the moment, but Mr. Folkes, how are you? How has your 2 weeks been so far in the biosecure environment, sir?
Yeah, no, it has been good. Obviously, a little bit nerve-wracking, obviously you're not quite sure what's going to happen, that sort of thing. But yeah, it's been become normal, like Rory says. I've just been, yeah, just chilling out, still waiting for the invite on the golf course from the lads, but see if that ever comes. yeah, outside of that, I've just been just chilling, yeah, just making the most of the situation.
Yeah, have you got used to it now? As you say, when you first go in there, it is a bit daunting and intimidating, I'd have thought, but have you sort of got used to this way of life now?
Yeah, I think it's the same as lockdown, isn't it? Like, at the start of that, it was so strange, and then I think people start to adapt, and I really enjoyed lockdown, actually. So it's a similar sort of thing, and I think because we've got so much cricket on at the moment, and we're training, obviously, so much, it's actually quite nice to get back to the rooms, and on tour, you'd probably be doing pretty similar things to what you're doing now.
And you mentioned lockdown there. How good is it to sort of be back in a squad and a team environment again?
Yeah, I think for me, other than that few day week and a bit or whatever it was in Sri Lanka, I've obviously had a fair bit of time off. So to be actually involved in that sort of competitive environment, playing games, training hard, has been a long time coming, but it's been great, yeah.
And you mentioned lockdown there. You've hardly had a break for a long, long time. And I know the situation is not how you want it to happen, but having had a bit of a break and a bit of time to yourself, has it recharged the batteries?
Yeah, definitely. I think it just obviously feeling fresh and that sort of thing. It's been amazing. But just in terms of being able to like be back home with family, that sort of thing. I think it's some positives from that as well, just because it's making the most of a strange and bizarre situation. But yeah, it's definitely got that kind of desire for cricket and get back out there, all going nicely.
And Burnsy, how's the squad feeling heading into the first test against the West Indies? Because, you know, it's a pretty big thing, this. The football started, but this will be the first cricket to have been played since the pandemic started. So it's a pretty big event, this. So how's everybody feeling going into the game?
Excited, I think. Obviously, I think it might actually be the first international sport, is it? Since the it's exciting. I think, you know, we're told this morning, and Spoons mentioned it to the whole group. You know, the buzz outside of this biosecure environment, if you like, for cricket and for cricket to be back, and that certainly gave you a lift, because you know the practice game always had that pre-season feel about it where you get out of it what you need, but the atmosphere was strange. And now, you know, you're heading into a test series and, you know, the juices start flowing, and it's, you know, there's that excitement about it to actually get going and get back into battle.
So yeah, how was it playing in that sort of the 3-day inter-squad game where we all watched it on the ECB live stream, but no crowd? I suppose it was a way of you getting used to what it's going to be like in a test match.
Yeah, definitely. I think it very much had a sort of pre-season feel to it from a personal perspective. You know, almost getting out of it what you need to make sure that you're prepared for that. And, you know, obviously for a lot of the guys, we've all had certain varying, you know, like periods off. But for me, I think that's 7 months that I hadn't been in a game of cricket, which is, well, probably the longest ever, I think, since I was about 6. So, yeah, just to get used to what's going on around you, and, you know, running between the wickets and calling those sort of things, that was actually really nice to do. But, yeah, the atmosphere was slightly strange about it. It was almost, you know, boys were getting hit for four or whatever and nothing being responded to, or no ripple or anything like that. So, yeah, it was interesting.
That's obviously something you've spoken about, though, isn't it? Because that's what it's going to be like in a test match. So it's obviously something you've spoken about.
Yeah, it's something that we've spoken about. I think, you know, there might be a bit of crowd noise potentially played or something like that, which would be interesting. Again, just like something that's a little bit different for us to get used to. But, yeah, we've been down here a couple of weeks now. We're very used to our surroundings. So, yeah, it's just excitement to get going now.
And Popey, same question to you, really. What was it like sort of being out there with no crowd and sort of playing cricket again?
Yeah, like Burnsy said, it is different. But I guess when the test match starts, we're obviously going to know that there's going to be a lot of people watching and tuning in and sort of getting behind us. So it is going to be different. But yeah, we've got to remember the amount of support that will be sort of there, but without being there at the same time. And we've got to just, I guess, find a way to try sort of in the field, create our own intensity. But no, it was good. It was really good to be back out there in that game situation. Very enjoyable.
And are you aware of, you obviously are, as we said there, it's going to be the first international sport
played since the start of the pandemic. So are you aware of how much interest there is outside of your bubble?
Yes and no. We spoke about it this morning, because I guess when you are in this bubble, and even when you're just preparing for a normal test match, I think you sort of get so caught up in your own training, you forget. It's not really things that you think about at the time. I guess it's not until the game starts and you might see your mate at the ground or your mate sort of taking a picture of the TV, then you realise sort of how many people will be sort of tuning in and supporting you. But I guess having that chat this morning does sort of make you aware of, yeah, there being that first international sport back, how sort of big it will be for the country and even the world, I think, and there'll obviously be so many viewers tuning in. Yeah, it's very exciting.
And Sammy, how important is it that, you know, you're there together, you are a squad. How important is it that with sort of no outside support actually in the ground, that, you know, you're sticking together and, you know, you guys that are the reserves for this test match are backing up the 11, the 13 that are picked for that opening test match?
Yeah, I think it's like we've spoken about a lot, I guess it's going to be something we've got to have to get used to, because normally if you... not in the squad, you get to go home. But obviously in these environments, it's about trying to give each other a bit of energy and give that extra buzz and keep lifting each other and things like that. But yeah, it's very strange, because there's going to be 11 players who aren't playing and kind of being in this environment. And yeah, it's just going to be very odd. But no, I think you can only know what it's going to be like when this game starts. And I think the boys have settled in really well. There's a great environment about. And yeah, I think it's... the boys seem pretty prepared, and I think it's going to be a great test series.
And Folksy, how was it for you? You've had that break, as you were saying, but to get back out there for that 3-day game, get behind the stumps again, get the gloves on again, get the bat in the hand. How good was it to be back out there again?
Yeah, to be honest, I was really nervous. The night before, I didn't sleep too well, because it had been so long. Those sort of doubts creep in if you've lost all ability. Once obviously the first 10 minutes got away and you're back into it, it's just great to be back playing. And yeah, I was on the other team to the other lads, so I got to watch some lovely stroke play from behind, which is quite nice. So yeah, it was just to be back out there, to be involved again, was awesome.
Yeah, and same question to you, really. The fact that there isn't going to be a crowd there, and you are going to be the only people in the ground with the journalists, and obviously the West Indies squad will be there as well. How important is it, your role, sort of to back the team that are out there up?
Yeah, I guess I think obviously in Test cricket it's obviously very difficult. So there's going to be some times where guys are tired and that sort of thing. So I guess it's our job to pick them up, but for a lot of guys, obviously, that haven't played too much Test cricket, it's going to know Test cricket is obviously enough, regardless whether you're playing in front of nobody or a crowd. So I think it's potentially the guys that kind of played 100 games plus, where kind of Test cricket became the norm, where they may need a bit of a boost occasionally. But I think it's such a good squad here that everyone will be able to do that.
And Burnsie, how's Mr. Stokes settled into this captaincy role? I read a quote of him saying that he might start with 9 slips and a gully. How's he settled into the captaincy role?
Yeah, that probably wasn't his best start, either losing a bowler or a keeper, but, you know, good options there. But no, I think it's something that's very natural for him. He's a leader within the group. You can obviously see that in how he plays his cricket. And his words carry a lot of weight and are respected within the group. So I think it's a pretty easy transition for him. Obviously, potentially this is just going to be a one-off game for him. So yeah, I think it's quite a natural thing for him to do. And I think he's looking forward to get going. Yeah.
Yeah. And how are you feeling, mate? Because, you know, again, same sort of things I said to Folksy there. Obviously, this pandemic's been horrendous. But it's given you an opportunity to get yourself fit and back in and playing again. So how are you feeling, mate, going into Wednesday?
Like you say, I was probably one of the profiteers of coronavirus, where I got a little bit of extra time just to make sure I didn't have to start running too soon and those sort of things. And I would have been back for the start of the county season, but it did me no harm in having a little bit of extra time off. So when it comes to my cricket, I'm probably still working my way back to where I want to be. But yeah, just sort of bubbling away under the surface. So hopefully I try and hit the ground running come Wednesday. But there's certainly that little bit that folks alluded to there, the anticipation of whether you still got it or not.
And you know all about this West Indies side anyway. So even without the crowd and all that good stuff, they're going to be a right old test, aren't they?
Yeah, certainly. I think when Shannon unleashes the first thunderbolt that goes past your ears, I don't think it's going to matter too much about the crowd if it's there or not. So, yeah, they're a very fine attack. You know, they'll suit English conditions quite well. They've got the ball moving around out in the West Indies. So, yeah, it's a very good pace attack that they've got. And, you know, it's going to be a very stern test.
And Popey, how much are you looking forward to playing a home test again? Because obviously you had those couple against India, and then you've had your couple of away series. How much are you looking forward to playing a test at home again?
Yeah, very much so. It's nice to be able to play at grounds that we played a fair bit of cricket at for Surrey. Just in the England colours, obviously it's a shame that we can't have sort of the buzz and the crowd of a home crowd that would be here. But no, very excited to put on the jersey, hopefully in front of these grounds that we played a fair bit for Surrey. Can't get the words out there either.
Yeah, and you've got good memories of the GS Bowl, haven't you, playing for Surrey?
Not as good as Burnsy.
Yeah.
No, it's we've had a little bit of success here, which is nice. We've all had some good success here, which is nice. So hopefully we can transfer that into Wednesday.
And right, I'm going to move on to the most important question now. Sam Curran, I'm going to come to you first. We saw the team photos today, right? So the squad shots are up. Talk me through. Let's start with yours, Samuel. The hair, please. I think it looks very good, Sammy. But there seems to be the long-haired look has sort of come across the entire England squad during lockdown.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting haircuts going on at the moment. There's actually been a few that you might see a few changes before Wednesday, because I think Ollie Robinson's got hold of the Clippers and a few boys are taking orders down there. So we'll see what happens. And but I don't think I'm going to go down that route. Hopefully I can get one when we're allowed out from the barbers. But no, I don't think the England cricketers' lids will be as good as the footballers have been looking on TV.
Are you enjoying the long-haired look, Sam Curran? That's the big question. Are you enjoying the flowing locks?
No, not really. I'm missing the short back and sides. But yeah, looking forward to going back to my local lad at home.
Ben Folks, you're sitting here talking to us. You've still got your headband on. And very, very good it looks too. You obviously are enjoying wearing the headband because you're wearing it now while you're speaking to us. But are you enjoying the long locks as well?
Yeah, I just got them off Amazon today, so I thought I'd better give it a run out. But yeah, I've pretty much just worn a hat for 3 months. Yeah, this is the only way it stays out of my eyes. So I don't actually mind. I was going to go bald for a bit, but I didn't think I had it in me. So I've just grown it out.
So are we privileged enough here, to have the exclusive first look at your headband?
It is an exclusive.
Wow. That's the first exclusive I've had in a long, long time. And is that something that you might keep for the playing time, or will it always be the hat?
I think I could potentially keep it. I don't think I'd struggle to run on drinks with this, so I think I could get by.
And Rory Burns, outstanding from you. I have to say, the whole look, I described it as looking like a man who owns a French vineyard. Magnificent effort with the beard as well. You must be delighted with the way it's come on over lockdown.
Yes, it's come together quite nicely. You know, as a man that can only grow a goatee's facial hair, I thought I've achieved it to its maximum, shall we say. I was more looking for, you know, there's been a lot of musketeer feedback I've seen on the comments of the Surrey photo, but I was more looking for a bit of Jack Sparrow, but, you know, we'll take the trade-off.
I don't know this, because I was watching the ECB live stream from a from a distance, obviously. Noticed number one that you've got a new bat manufacturer as well. That threw me. But number two, are you when batting is there headband being worn to keep hair off eyes?
Yeah, the headband is under the helmet, and yeah, big shout out there to Gray Nichols as the new bat manufacturer.
Yeah, it suits you, I have to say.
Thank you very much, Church.
Well, there's some of the great England openers, obviously Cook, Strauss, Burns now with Gray Nicks. It's very exciting. It's very exciting.
As Rory now reminds me, I now use the Rory Burns range on a daily basis.
Popey, your hair, my friend, your hair, it looks great. Are you enjoying the long-haired look as well?
I think it's all got a bit too much for me over the last few days. And especially looking at Twitter or Instagram today, I've been brought back down to earth, actually. I think I've had some pretty nasty comments out there. I think someone's told me I should never play for England again. I should be dropped immediately. But you know what, mate? If you don't back it, if you don't back it, who will, mate? So, I'm happy.
Be fair, you can always lead a Simply Red tribute band.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Thanks. There's another one. Come on,
I'm thinking the weakest link.
Yeah, and keep them coming.
Bobby, on a serious point as well, for you, and again, I was from a great distance watching the ECB live stream. Is it headband when batting as well to keep the long locks out your eyes?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a little bit superstitious with the headband now. I wore it once and then had a bit of luck and success with it. So hopefully the headband brings a few more runs.
Yeah, of course, the 100 came whilst wearing bandana. Is it officially bandana or headband?
Oh, it could be either, to be honest. As long as there's something under the lid, under the helmet to keep the barnet in place, then we're working.
Well, fellas, listen, it's been an absolute joy to speak to you all. Just a final word and a question for each and every one of you. Sammy, the Surrey boys are back training now. Looking like we're getting underway again on August the 1st. It's good to see domestic cricket coming back as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's obviously very exciting. We've been lucky enough, us four here, to be training for a while. It's kind of really nice to get back into a routine and doing the job that we love. So I'm speaking to a few of the Surrey boys as well. They're really excited, and I'm sure all the other boys could say the same. We're even excited to get back and play for Surrey when we can. So it's really exciting, and I see recreational cricket's back on next Saturday as well. So I'm sure there's a few rusty club cricketers that'll be coming out as well. So it's very exciting for the cricketing community. Yeah.
And folksy, obviously with England at the moment, and you've been back and having a hit and all that stuff, but you know, excited as well to get back and get back with the Surrey boys at some stage.
Yeah, definitely. I think the schedule must come out at some stage soon. It's quite late, but I think just kind of once we know what we're going to be playing, when we're going to be playing it, and you can kind of feel it in touch and distance. All the lads, I'm sure, are very excited, and I can't wait to get back playing.
And Popey, same question to you, really. You know, got your head down at the moment, concentrating on England. But, it'd be great to get back with the Surrey boys again at some point this summer now, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think whenever you sort of go away and you're playing for England or the Lions, and getting back to Surrey, it always does feel like you're going back home, back playing with some of your best mates. So, yeah, no, very excited to be playing with them again, and I'm very excited for them to be playing soon.
Yeah, and finally, Burnsy, look, just as a whole, and Sammy mentioned it there, obviously you're getting ready for a test match, Surrey boys are getting ready for domestic cricket, recreational cricket, club cricketers across the land are getting ready to play again. It's just great to have cricket back, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously really pleased for the Surrey lads to be back in training and, you know, preparing for a season that, you know, we'll see how it takes shape, but you know, there's obviously games there that we want to win, and you know, every time you put on your Surrey colours that you want to do your best to your maximum. So it's great for the lads. I know there's a lot of excitement around that, and as well for the recreational game to be back on. I think it's a really good thing just for the country in general, the sport in general, and you know, best luck to the club cricketers out there. Hope you happen quite nicely.
And how are you spending the rest of your evening, RJ Burns?
I think there's actually a game of cards that I'm going to go and get involved in, and then probably give the wife a call. So
I'm off to dinner.
Nothing too exciting.
Sam Curran, you get going. You've got to go and have your tea. Off you go.
Cheers, boy. Cheers. Always a pleasure, mate. Look forward to the next video on Twitter.
Oh, thank you, old boy. You look after yourself. Stay well. Sam Curran.
Looks a bit flat. Can we get some grass on it next time, please, mate?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get some grass on it for you. You go and have your supper. Sam Curran's off to have joy. We've just heard that Rory Burns is playing cards. Ollie Pope, what's the rest of the evening hold for you?
Somewhere called the Gulag, Churchy. So that's Call of Duty, bit of Xbox for me.
I think
Xbox, playing a bit of Call of Duty. And I'm sure folks will be joining me. We've had a few good evenings on Call of Duty on the headsets playing together. So we'll enjoy a bit of that.
Oh, socially distanced Call of Duty. Ben Folks, are you sticking your headset on to play a bit of that with Ollie Pope this evening?
I'm actually studying astrophysics at the moment, so just a little bit. No, I'm playing video games.
Are you still doing that in astrophysics?
I'm just playing video games. It's all great. We play 5 hours a day, it's great.
Yeah. Brilliant, lads. I can't thank you enough. Listen, good luck this week. Look after yourself, stay safe, stay well, and we'll see you soon, but go well this week.
Cheers, Churchy.
Cheers, Churchy.